Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Perech Vav, Beveir Midas Hakdusha, explaining the Midah of Holiness. Inyan Hakdusha Kafalhu, the idea of holiness, of sanctity, is doubled. The Haina, which is Tchiloso Avoda, it starts with his own work, the Sof Gmul, but in the end, he gets bestowed upon him. Tchiloso Haishtadlos, first is his own efforts and work, the Sof Matana, in the end, it's a gift. V'hainu, and this means, she'tchiloso hu ma she'odem mekadish asmo. The first step is that a person has to sanctify himself. V'sofo ma she'mekadshim oso. And in the end, he will become sanctified. V'hu ma she'omru zichron lebrocha, and this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Yoma, odem mekadish asmo ma'at. If a person sanctifies himself a little bit, mekadshim oso harbe, then from Shemayim, they make you sanctified a lot. Milamata, if you do it down here, mekadshim oso milamayla. They sanctify you up above. Hayishtadlos hu. The effort a person has to put in is shiyeh ha'odem nivdal, a person has to be separated, the natak min achamrias legamri, and totally uprooted from physicality entirely. When he's dabek tamid b'chol eis, and he has to connect himself consistently at every moment, b'chol shah, at every time, be'alokios, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al davar zeh nikru ha'nevim malachim, and on this, the nevim were called angels. Ka'in shenemar ba'aron, like it says by Aaron in Malachi, ki sifse choin yishmeru das, that the lips of a Kohen will keep intellect, besori yevakshu mipiu, and Torah they will beseech from his mouth, ki malach hashan zvakosu, because he's a malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer, and it says in Divrei Hayomim, v'yiyu mal'ivim b'malachi elokim, that they were making fun of the malachim of Hashem, uvozim devarav, and disgracing his words, u'misatim b'neviyov, and making fools out of his neviyim. V'afilu b'shas hisasko v'maisim hagashmim hamukhrochim lo, Mipaz Gufo, and even when a person is involved in the physical actions that he needs to do in order for his body to survive, hine lo sozos nafsho midvekusa ha'elyon, his soul can't move from his connection to up above. V'cheinyan shenemar, like it says in Tehillim, dovko nafshi acharecha v'tomcha niminecha, my soul has clung behind you, and your right hand supports me. V'omnam, however, l'fisha I efshar la'odom sheyosim hu es atzmo b'mata v'zeh, since it's impossible for a person to put himself in such a situation, because it's very difficult for him, because in the end, he is physical, made of flesh and blood. Therefore I say, that's why I said before that the end result of sanctifying yourself is a gift. That which a person can do is to put in the effort to search after, to know the truth, the asmodas ha'askola b'kedushas ha'maisa, and to constantly have in mind these sanctified thoughts and his actions. Ach ha'sof hu, but in the end result is, she'akodesh baruch hu yadrichehu v'derech hazeh, Hashem will guide him along this way, shu chafik l'leches ba, in the way that he wants to go, the yashra alav kedushaso v'kadshehu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put his holiness into him and sanctify him. V'az yisloch b'yodo zeh ha'davar, and then he will have success in what he's trying to accomplish, and he'll be able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep that connection consistently. That which a person's nature withholds that from him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him and give him his aid. As it says in Tehillim, Hashem doesn't withhold good from people who go with completion. Therefore, Amru the Chazal say, v'maimar shezacharti, and the statement that we mentioned earlier, odem mekadish atzmo ma'at, if a person makes himself sanctified a little bit, shu ma sheyuchal ha'odem liknos b'yishtaduso, which is all a person can accomplish with his efforts, mekadshim oso harbe, from Shemayim, they make him sanctified a lot. Shu ha'ezer she'ozer oso Hashem Yitzvarach, and this is the help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for him, v'chu Moshe Amati, like we just said. V'hine, and behold, ha'isha miskadish b'kedushas boro, somebody who becomes sanctified with the holiness from his Creator, even his physical actions become now into something that is sanctified itself. And the sign for you to know this is achilas kadoshim, eating animals of kadoshim, holy sanctified animals. She atzma mitzvah say that it is a positive mitzvah. The omru zichron lebracha, Chazal say in the Sifra, kohanim ochlim uvalim iskaprim, that when the kohanim eat the meat of the korbanos, the owners get an atonement. Vesira ata, now you will see hahefresh, the difference shebein haTorah laKadosh, between somebody who is pure and somebody who is sanctified. HaTorah, somebody who is purified, ma'isav hachomriyim enam lo elahechrichim, the physical action that he does is only that which is absolutely necessary to do. And his intention when he does them is just because he is forced to, he has to for his physical needs. And it turns out because of that, he's not in the category of doing bad physical things, but he's purified. But he didn't come into the realm of being sanctified. Because if it was possible for him to get by without doing those, for him that would be great to not have to do the physical things. But somebody who is sanctified, who is consistently clinging and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nafsho mishalechas bein hamuskolos ha'emitios, and his soul goes along with the things that are of intellect and of truth, ba'avas boro v'yiroso, with love and fear of his Creator, hini nechshav lo ki'ilu mishalech lifnei Hashem v'artzos hachayim. It's as if he is walking with Hashem in the land of the life, odenu po ba'olam hazeh, even when he is here in this world. A man like this, who atzo nechshav kamishkan, he himself is considered like a tabernacle, like the Mishkan, kamikdash v'chamizbeach, like a beis hamikdash, and like an altar, like a mizbeach. V'chamamorim zichrona lebracha, and like Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, v'hayal me'olav elokim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu came up from on him, ha'avos hein hein emarkova, that the avos are the chariot that bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world. V'chein amru, so too Chazal say, Hadzidigim hein hein hamarkava, that righteous people are the chariot that bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Ki hashchina shora aleihem, the shchina dwells on them, kamo shehayisa shora b'mikdash, just as it did by the Beis HaMikdash. U'me'ata hamaycha sheim ochem, and now you will see that the food that they eat, hu kekorben sheola al gabei ha'ishim, is like a korban that goes onto the fire on the Mizbeach. Ki vadei hu sheyiyye nechshav le'ilui gadol el osam ha'dvarim. For sure that's considered a great uplifting on those things shahayu olim al gabei ha'mizbeach, that they would bring on the mizbeach as karbanos. Kevin shahayu nekrovim lifnei hashchina, because they were sacrificed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol kach yisron hoya lehem b'zeh, ad shahaya kol minam mizbarech b'chol ha'olam. And it was such a great uplifting for those animals that the species of animals that were brought as karbanos were blessed throughout the entire world. V'chamayimorim zechon al-brachu b'medrash, like Chazal say in the Medrash. So too the food and the drink that a person who is sanctified eats, it's uplifting for that food and for that drink, as if it was actually brought on top of the Mizbeach itself. And this is similar to idea to what Chazal say in the Gemara in Ksubis, anybody who brings a gift to a Talmid Chacham is as if he brought Bikurim. So too Chazal say in Yoma, you should fill the throats of Chachamim, Talmidei Chachamim, with wine. Bimkom Nesachim, in place of the wine libations. This is not Chas V'Shalom telling you that Talmidei Chachamim should be going after eating and drinking. They should fill their throats like somebody who is gluttonous and stuffing their mouths. It's all according to the intentions that we mentioned before. Because Talmidei Chachamim who are sanctified in their ways, and in all of their actions, they are like a Beis HaMikdash and a Mizbeach. Because the Shechina dwells on them, as it was by the Beis HaMikdash itself. And behold, Hanikrav Lahem Kanikrav Agamei Mizbeach. That which comes close to them is as if it was offered on the Mizbeach. And their throats being filled is as if the buckets on the Mizbeach that you poured the wine into were being filled. And we learn from this that any usage that they got out of this world, once they are already clinging and connected to the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an uplifting and an added benefit to the thing that is brought to him, because it was merited to be used as something for a tzaddik. And Chazal already mentioned regarding the stones that Yaakov took when he went to lay down, and he put behind his head, as the Gemara Chulin says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, it teaches us that they all gathered together, and each one of the rocks said, Alaya niach tzaddik rosho, on me the tzaddik shall put his head. Klolo shel davar, the rule of this is, Inyan hakadusha hu, the idea of sanctification is sheyeh ha'adam dovek kol kach be'elokav, that a person should be so connected to his God, ad shebishum ma'asa asher yaseh, that any action that he will do, lo yiparid v'lo yozuz menu yizbarach, he will not separate or move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad sheyoser yis'alu ha'davarim ha'gashmiyim, until the point where the physical things will be uplifted, asher yashamshu la'achod mitashmishav, that will do one of his services, v'meshu mishtamish behem, in any way that this person will use them. Mimasha yered hu midveikuso, as opposed to him getting lowered from his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umayloso, and his great level, mishtamisho midvarim ha'gashmiyim, by using the physical things. V'omnam, however, ze beyo sichlo v'dayto kivuim tomed b'gdulaso yizbarach v'rom muso yikudusha ukdushaso. But however, this is only when a person's intellect and understanding is consistently affixed in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his exaltedness and his sanctity. Ad sheyimotze ki'ilu hu mischaber l'malochim ho'elyonim mamesh. Until the point that he finds himself as if he's connecting to the malochim up above in Shemayim actually. Odeo b'olam hazeh, while he is still in this world. Uchvara Martin, I have already said, she'ein ha'adam yochel lasos v'zeh mitzido. A person can't do this on his own. El lis odor bedover ulishtadal lov. He can only awaken himself to this and to put in the effort for it. V'zeh achar she'kvar yemotzu bo kol amidos hatovos she'zacharnu adhina. And this is only after he already has all of these good traits that we have already discussed up until now. Mitchilas hazahiros, from the beginning of being cautious, v'adhira zachet, all the way through fear of sin. V'zos yavo el hakodesh v'yatzliach. Then he can come into being sanctified and have success. Sharei im harishonos chaseros menu, because if the original midos are lacking from him, harei ukezaru balmum, as if he's a stranger and somebody of blemish. Shenemar bo, it says by him, bezor lo yikrov, somebody who is a stranger is not allowed in. Ach acharei hechino es asmo, but after a person prepares himself, bechol achonos ele, with all these preparations, im yarbeli dovek betokef ha'ava, if a person tries to cling with strength of ava, of love, the otzim hayira, and strength of fear of Hashem, the askolas gudulasi yizbaruch, when he contemplates the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the otzim ramuuso, and his great exaltedness, yafrid atzmo me'inyonei hachomer, he will separate himself from physical things, ma'ad ma'ad, slowly, slowly, ubechol pu'ulosov, and in all of his actions, ubechol tunuosov, and in all of his motions, yechavin levavo el matzpuni ha'izdabkos ha'amiti, he will cling his heart to the most intimate and true connections, ad she'yeora olav ruach memorom, until a spirit comes on him from above, v'yashkin habori yizbarach eshmo alav, and Hashem's name will be dwelling upon you, k'mo she'otze l'chol kadoshav, like Hashem does for all of his sanctified ones. V'oz yiyeh k'malach Hashem mamash, and then he will be actually like a malach of Hashem. V'chom ma'isav afilu hashfolim ha'agashmiyim, and all of his actions, even the lowly and physical ones, k'karbonos v'avodos, are like sacrifices and services. V'hin charoa, and behold, you see, shederach knias zos hamida hu, that the way in which to acquire this mida, ayidei rov haprisha, is from much separation, v'ho'ion ha'otzum b'sisrei ha'ashgocha ha'alyona, and with great depths of thought into the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement from above, u'matzpuni habriya, and the secrets of the creation, v'yadiyas romumuso yizbarach b'usilosav, and knowing the exaltedness and the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she yazdavik bo dveikus godol, until he gains a tremendous connection. V'yedo l'chave machshavto b'yoso holeich, and he'll be able to have intention of his thoughts as he's walking, u'mishtamish b'durachim ha'aretzim, and walking and doing things on this world. K'mo shahayo roi l'kohen, she is kavim ba'odo shochet ha'zevach, just like the kohen, that he should have had those intentions when he was slaughtering a korban, or makawa domo ozorkar, or when he was taking the blood, receiving the blood of the animal, or sprinkling it. Until through that, he brings into this world the blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of life and peace. And without this, it's impossible for him to reach this level. And he will remain somebody who is physical like any other person. And that which helps attain this midah is much self-contemplation and separation. That when he removes those things that detract from his ability to attain this midah, his nefesh is able to strengthen itself greater and to cling to its creator. The things that detract from this midah, is the lack of the true knowledge, v'rov ha'chevra im bnei ha'adam, and becoming close with many people of this world, Because physicality finds other physicality and it awakens it and it strengthens the physicality. And a person's nefesh, his soul, becomes trapped in it, and it won't be able to leave from its bounds. But when he separates from them, and he's left alone, and he prepares himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctity to dwell within him, then in the way the person wants to go, in that way Hashem will guide him. And with the help that Hashem gives him, his soul will be able to overcome, and he'll be able to override his physicality, and he will be clinging to the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become complete through it. And from that he will go up to even a higher level, the Ruach HaKodesh. And that level is Ruach HaKodesh. Shekfar Tagia has kolosol liyos lamaila mechol kanoshi, because then his intellect will get above and beyond normal human capabilities. V'yochal ha'agia deveikuso, and his clinging and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get el maila kol kach gedola, to such a high level, shekfar yimoser biyodo mafteach shel tchias ha'meisim, that he will be given the key for tchias ha'meisim, for reviving the dead. Kamosha nimtzer le'eliyahu ve'le'elisha, just like it was given to Eliyahu Hanavi and to Elisha. Shehuma shemora el otzem ha'izdabkos bo yizbarech, and that shows the great connection that they had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebiyos hu yizbarech shmo mekor ha'chayim, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all life, hanosin chayim b'chol chay, who gives life to anything that's living. Ochem ha'morim zechorna lebrocha, like Chazal say in the Gemara in Tainus, shalosho maftachos lo nimtzer b'yad shaliach, three keys were not given over to a shliach, to a messenger. Mafteach tchias ha'meisim, and one of them is the key for tchias ha'meisim. Hinei hidavik bo yizborech dveikus gomor, somebody who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a full, complete connection. Yuchol limshoch mimenu yizborech, he can draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu meshech ha'chayim atzma, even drawing life itself. Shu mashem esyaches lo befrat yosir min hakol, because that is what's attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically more than anything else, kemo shekasavti, like we have said. That's what the Braisa says in the end. Ukedusha maybe lead the Ruach HaKodesh. That sanctity brings about Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh mevia lead the Tchias HaMesim. And Ruach HaKodesh brings about Tchias HaMesim. Ve'ata korei noim. Now, my pleasant reader. Yodati shekamoni teda. I know that just like me, you know, asher lo chilisi b'sifri zeh, that I didn't finish off in this book as kol chukei achasidos, all the rules of piety. Lo amarti kol ma sheyesh lomar be'inyan zeh, and I have not said everything that is possible to be said about this. Ke'ein ladavar sof, there is no end to this. Ve'ein lehizbonin tachlas, there is no end to contemplation in these matters. Aval amarti k'tzas mikol prat shebevirtei ha'braisa, and I have said only the specific details of all the details of the braisa, asher aleha yosarati chiburi zeh, that on that braisa I have based this entire book. V'ma sheyochol li'yos ha'haskola, the Rishis, the Harchiv Ha'ion, and this is just the beginning to be able to broaden a person's depth of introspection and looking into B'inyanim Ha'im, into these matters. Kevan Sheniglo Darkam, once is revealed their ways, V'niftach Archam, and I've opened up the path, Le'inenu, in front of our eyes, Alechazbam B'darche Mishor, to go in them in the straight path. V'al Kol Kayotzi B'zeh, Namar, and in all things similar to this, it says in Mishlei, Yishmachacham, V'yosef Lekach, V'novon Tachbulos Yekneh. A wise person will hear and add to it, and somebody who is smart will think of strategies. And somebody who comes to sanctify, to purify himself, he gets aided from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem yitin chochma, because Hashem gives wisdom, mipiv dasus vuna, and from his mouth comes intellect and understanding. Lahayshir ish ish es darko, to straighten each person according to his way, lifnei bora, before his creator. Vizeh poshut, and this is obvious. Ki kol adam lefi ha'omanus asher biyodo, that every person, according to his capabilities, for asher hu osik, and the things that which he gets involved with, kach tzorech lo hayishor v'hadrocha, so too he needs to straighten himself and get on the right path. Ki derech hachasidus haroi l'misha torosu umnoso, because the path of piety that is appropriate for somebody whose Torah is his main profession, eno derech hachasidus haroi l'misha tzorech lahaskir atmo l'melechas chavero, is not the same path of piety that is appropriate for somebody who needs to hire himself out to do work for his friend. And neither one of these ways is the right way of piety for somebody who has to go do business. So to all the other details that are involved in a person's actions in this world, kol echad ve'echad lefi mashu, each one according to who he is, ru'uyim lo darchei hachasidus. It's appropriate to have aspects of piety. Lo lefi shehachasidus mishtana, not because chasidus, then piety changes, ki hinei hu shava l'chol nefesh v'adai, because piety itself is equal to everybody. Because the whole point is to do that which is pleasing to his creator. Since the people who are involved are different, it's impossible for the means in which to be able to attain it not be different, that which brings a person to that ultimate goal, each person according to his possibilities. You could have somebody who is an absolute pious individual, a person who, because he needs to, he's a person who does a lowly type of a work. Just the same as somebody who doesn't stop learning for a second. And the Pasuk in Mishlei says, all that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is for his sake. The Omer also says in Mishlei, in all of your ways you should know Hashem, and he will straighten your ways. Hashem in his great mercy, Yifkach einenu b'saroso, should open our eyes in his Torah, v'yoreinu d'rochav, and he should teach us his ways, v'yolechinu b'rochosav, and he should lead us along his paths, v'nizke loseis kavod l'shmo, and we should be merit to be able to give honor to his name, v'lasos nachas ruach lefonav, and to make a pleasure before him. Yichvod Hashem le'olam, the honor of Hashem should be forever, yismach Hashem b'mazav, Hashem should be happy with his creations. Yichzmach Yisrael b'osav, Klal Yisrael should be happy with its creator. B'nei Tzion Yogil V'Malkom, Klal Yisrael should rejoice with their king. Amen, amen, amen.